I come away, yeah, we've got to make sure that we continue to work to improve our run defense. I think we can. I think it was much better in the second half. We've got to do a better job of getting off the field on third down so people can't extend drives. And the better you play the run, the more you're going to have of the third and 8, 9, 10 category as opposed to the third and short. You know, it's a lot easier for an offense. So if they got third and 2 to 3 to 4 and where they can run or throw the ball. I thought overall, you know, I thought, you know, that the guys did a pretty good job, you know, on Cutler. You know, I mean, he was a 50% thrower, you know. And we had a couple sacks and the big interception. I mean, he ended up with a 67 quarterback rating, you know, which I always think is significant. They averaged 5.6 per pass, so, you know, that's always a pretty good stat. But we've got to play better in two-minute situations. You know, they were able to go get a field goal at the end of the half. And you know, I didn't like the way we finished the game, you know, where they went down and got the touchdown. And like I say, if we'd have gone out there and played well in that two-minute situation, then, you know, our second-half performance, they would have just had the field goal.
What did you think of the tackling overall?
Not good enough. You know, we've got to tackle better. And part of that is, again, it's the speed of the first game. It's the first regular season game. You know, Forte's a good runner. And, you know, we're going to see good runners every week. But, you know, we have to tackle better. You know, we had too many missed tackles.
About that last touchdown they scored, to what did you attribute that to? I mean, was there a lack of concentration with the two-score lead, or what happened in the last?
Yeah, you in this league, you know, if you aren't on top of your game, you know, that ball can travel fast. You've seen it in the first week, how many people, okay, go down and win a game, you know, with a two-minute situation. And like I say, I would have felt pretty good if we going out there and really finished things off that second half, you know, because, you know, it was a 8-series game, which we knew going in that was probably going to be their approach, you know, that they wanted to try to, you know, shorten the game. But, you know, the 6th and 7th series, all right, we really made plays, you know, that got things turned back in our favor and gave our offense good field position. We turned it into a touchdown, you know, after Clay's interception. And so, you know, we just got to do a better job in the two-minute situations. That'll be an area that, you know, we'll look to, you know, and it's always a combination of coverage and pressure. You know, you aren't going to – in that situation, you know, you don't want to just sit back, okay, and just let them take the ball right down the field on you. You know?
Facing Marshawn Lynch this week should probably help you sell the focus on better tackling, would you say?
Well, I think that everybody in that locker room knows Marshawn Lynch, you know, and they know what he's capable of doing. So, yeah, we'll be looking to, you know, make good strides this week, you know, in terms of the tackling.
Tom, were the missed tackles equally distributed in the run game and the pass game? Because it seemed like there were some times in the secondary, maybe one each should have gotten 83 down. Was it a mix of both?
Yeah, I think it was a mix of both. You know, it wasn't, you know, again, I think the more space that you're in, the greater opportunities are for missed tackles. A lot of times if, in the run game especially, if you're taking care of your gaps up front and we're playing good outside in, inside out leverage, then you can constrict the angles that guys, you know, have in terms of making tackles. You know, it's they're a lot tougher, okay, when we get space or a guy has a two-way go on you as opposed to, you know, either inside out or outside in.
Dom, on Clay's interception, was that just something he recognized pre-snap and be able to make that break? Did he just read the quarterback in live time? What did you see on that?
We were in his own coverage. He read the quarterback's eyes. Cutler didn't see him, you know, and he timed it just right, you know, which, you know, Clay has those kind of instincts. So, but he's a very good dropper. And so he read Cutler's eyes and Cutler didn't see it, and he broke in front of, you know, Bennett right in the right time.